This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Lock with Bill Frady.
Well, I'm not Bill Frady, and you're going to find that it takes three of us to fill Bill Frady's shoes. So, Rob, John, and Amanda are here in studio, and so you're listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio, but we're not Bill. Hey, so Rob, you've got some news for us.
I do, Amanda. Look, there are some ideologues who want us disarmed. I've got to call them ideologues. They say that only the police should have guns. They say we'd all be safe that way. And everybody who's ever been around firearms is going, or maybe not. From the news, thieves stole five guns from Central Florida law enforcement officers. That's just in the last 3 months. In this latest incident, a patrolman's handgun was taken from his unmarked patrol car. Earlier theft included other handguns and several patrol rifles taken from Orlando police officers. But several Florida police agencies are reviewing their policies of allowing law enforcement to leave their guns stored in their vehicles overnight. Florida agencies have lost over 36 police-issued firearms in the last 5 years. One police officer said, "The worst thing possible is to take these weapons away from law enforcement and make them inaccessible. Look, we have to ensure that our officers have these weapons to save people's lives." And I would add, to save the officer's life as well. We have to ask how police officers are really any different in this regard from ordinary citizens. Look, a criminal will meet and victimize, on average, about 20 civilians before he's finally arrested by the police. So who is the first responder? Who is the first person that sees criminal after criminal? It's the civilian. Now, the police have a really tough job. There is absolutely no doubt. Amanda, you had something you wanted to say.
They really do, because they have a tough job. I mean, I have friends who are police officers. They have my utmost respect. But they have to grab criminals every day. They don't come before you call. They come after your problem's over. But they're not magic. And it's not like, it's whose job is it to protect you? It should be yours, because not all of us are issued a police officer that we carry in our pocket. And they're not magic, and they don't instantly appear whenever we need them.
That's right, because you carry a gun because you can't carry a cop, right? They're too heavy.
They're too heavy. Okay, so for the prepper's ball, you're going to have an instant policeman. You just add water?
Just add water. There you go. I'll have to think on that.
But, okay, I swear I'll try and be serious here again someday. I think the anti-gun ideologues really have a fantasy view of violence. And that includes the way the ideologues see police. You know, saying that the police will save us isn't a real solution. It's magical thinking. And to anybody, if you've got a relative and you're at a family gathering, one of them says, "You know, you don't really need a gun. You just call the police." Ask them to test this theory. And you can do it entirely politely and safely. Say, "Look, why don't we go ask our local expert? We can drive up to the police station, and we won't ask the policeman if he's armed. We know he is. But let's ask him if he asks his family to be armed when they go out. And I'll bet my paycheck to yours that the local policeman wants his family armed. He's the expert on crime in the area." What do you guys think?
Yeah, speaking of crime experts, William April.
Yes.
You and I listened to him for 4 hours a couple weekends ago at the Rangemaster Tactical Conference. And he is a wealth of knowledge as far as what the violent criminal actors and what their psychology and their minds are all about. It's a tremendous, tremendous experience that he's had. He's told us some stories that were just, you know, unbelievable. You know, you and I have talked about this ourselves, and it's, you know, it's they're not like you and I. They have a different morality. They have a different set of mores and set of rules.
You're talking about criminals,
right? Criminals.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, you know, they look at us as not human. You know, they're sociopaths. We are just a means to an end, and we are easily disposable. And so when you run up against a person like that, you had better be armed. You had better be able to protect yourself, because the police are not going to be anywhere near. And by the time they get there, they're just going to find the chalk. You know, they'll be doing the chalk marks on the ground if you're not prepared. And it's just a it's kind of a sea change as far as I'm concerned is about my thinking about what violent criminals are capable of, you know, and that we have to look at them as something that's not like us. I mean, they're not like us. They don't think like us. They don't act like us. And we cannot use our moral compass to explain what they do. And these ideologues are out there thinking that they think just like they do, and they don't.
And I can't actually use that word because I can't get my tongue around that. But when you look at it, there's this group of people who believe that if we take away guns, it will remove violence. And are they not looking at crimes against children? Are they not looking at attacks when people use a car? Are they not looking at hatchet and axe attacks? They think that guns equate to the violent tendencies of the human population, when we know that a gun is just a tool that is used. And it may be a handy tool or a convenient tool, but it could be just as handy and just as convenient to use to deflect or defer, you know, that crime from happening to you. So that's the part I don't understand, how they don't see that when they say, oh, well, we'll just take away guns and it'll all be better.
Okay, so, Amanda, I think I have an answer for you.
Yes.
You and I think that anti-gun individuals are limited in their imagination. We can't imagine why they don't see criminals as having the full power of human agency. Criminals can do what they want. They don't have to fit to my model. But there's a huge payoff for having that point of view. You don't have to look violence in the eye. You can sing kumbaya, wrap yourself in rose petals, and go, all's right with the world. There is no risk. And if anybody tries to you know, break that bubble, they go, nope, you just have an evil heart. You're just projecting your toxic masculinity or toxic control onto me. Nope, the world is really perfect and safe. Wow.
We were at the fair once, and we're told by somebody straight-faced, and they believed it, that we only had guns so we could shoot little children.
Okay, so there, thank you.
You can't have a conversation with someone as a discourse, a discussion, just, you know, because when they say that, you're just dumbfounded.
No, they needed to demonize you. They need to demonize gun owners in general to tell us that, no, see, if it weren't for us, and every time a gun owner saves himself, they can't see that. No, if it weren't for us, there would be no violence in the world. When we come back, Amanda, we get to hear about your trip to Washington, D.C., while you were trying to straighten out some legislators. I hope they were listening to you. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. This is Dr. John Adine from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, and I'm with Rob Morse and Amanda Suffacool. So, Amanda, tell us about your trip to D.C. with the D.C. Project.
Okay, I'd love to. I was lucky enough that I swear I am like the luckiest girl in the world, and this last couple of years has really, really proven it. But there's a group of gals, and they call this the D.C. Project, and it's 50 women from 50 states who are pro-gun Second Amendment advocates. And they they are somebody who's doing something in their state, and then they were asked to join this group. And I was like, I am just so lucky to be able to play along. You know, if the fact that they said, would you like to be, as I call it, Miss Ohio? And I'm like, can I? Would I? Really? Last night you had, Rob, you had Cheryl Todd on.
Right.
And Cheryl is Miss Arizona.
Yeah.
But wait a second. Were there bikinis involved in this?
No.
And sashes?
Different,
or
different fashion show.
Different kind of stuff. Okay.
There's guns.
Better,
no, but actually, what's really funny is that what this is that it is not lobbying, it's advocacy. And so we, as pro-Second Amendment women, we wanted to go to D.C. for a variety of reasons. But the big one was to show our legislators that pro-gun people don't all have beards, don't all wear plaid clothing. That we're kind of this mix, and that we're women hear us roar, I guess, if I want to quote a different bad commercial. but so these gals, I mean, let me name some of these names and see if you guys know them. Beth Alcazar.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So Beth is from USCCA. So let's see. Lara Smith, you know her?
Uh-uh.
She's a lawyer out of California, and she runs the Liberal Gun Club.
Yes, now she's a yes. Now I remember. Yes.
Okay. Kimberly Corbin.
Yes.
Holly Sullivan. She's out of Connecticut. She and Brooke Cheney work together, and they have one of the toughest states in my mind.
Yes.
Let's see. There is Lorianne Blackwell. She's from Chicago, she's from Illinois, but she's from Chicago. Janelle Westrum. You know the Westrum name?
No.
Janelle Westrum is the child of Mark Westrum Marmalade.
Oh!
Okay. So she runs a gun shop, and she's on the NRA, I think it's the range board.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So Corinne Mosier, professional shooter. Rebecca King.
Oh, yeah, I know Corinne.
Yeah, Rebecca King, professional shooter. Dakota Overland, smallest shooter. I don't know how old she is, but she and her mom come, and Dakota is underage and is a gal who shoots three guns.
Okay. Yeah. Who are the guys? Is she out of Indiana?
She's out of Minnesota.
Okay.
Then let's see. In New York, we've got Lauren Harnett, who is, she's a firefighter and an EMS. North Carolina, Tina Martin-Nims. Then Ohio, that would be me. You know, Diana Muller, you know, professional three-gunner.
Sure.
Yeah, Amy Dillon. Amy is a former Marine drill sergeant, and I don't think she's 5 foot tall.
Tough as nails.
She really is. Then Gabby Franco.
Sure.
Robin Sandoval, Robin Sandoval of A Girl and a Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Megan Boland, who is out of Virginia. You know, I mean, when you start to look at this, Kelly Welke, USCCA. So, I mean, it's like this group of women, and there's so many more, you know, and I could just name names until I sounded like Miss Barbara in Romper Room. But just the idea of this, being able to go to D.C. is cool into itself. Going to D.C. with this caliber of women, if you would, as they sit around and they talk about the challenges in their state and they talk about laws and what is happening and the positive things and the negative things and what we should be focusing on in their opinion. And then the dinnertime conversations as we talk about the fact that we're all walking around D.C. disarmed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So no one has a gun. They're like, I don't have a gun. I don't have a knife. I don't have a. And it's just a refreshing conversation that you don't typically see a group of women have together sitting at a table. But
do you think the legislatures listened? Have you had any secondary contacts where their staff got back to you?
Definitely they have. For me, I was asked to be on the Ohio board when the went for the Republican candidate for pro Second Amendment, so the advisory board, based on what was going on from the DC project. So just the going out, and one of the things that we're doing is we're going out and we're talking to all of our representatives and we're inviting them to go to the range. And so we're going to give gun safety lessons and gun handling and gun access lessons this year. So Monday and Tuesday of the week that we're going, we're covering everything so that they can come, all expense paid, to the range and to learn about guns and to learn about guns from some pretty fabulous women.
Amen to that.
Isn't that neat?
Well, and you know what? So if you teach a congressman and his staff, for all you know, it's a congressman's family. Now you're an expert. You're a trusted source. Not only do I listen to your words, do I read your emails, but I've trusted you with the people I work with. That's powerful.
And one of the other things we want to do is we want to say, look, when you go to draft some legislation and you read this and you read a word that doesn't make sense, or when they talk about features of a gun that you don't quite understand, reach out to us. Use us as a resource and we'll help explain it to you in non-technical English language that you can understand and see and work with. And that's part of our goal is just to be an education source.
Yeah, and isn't that terrible? If you've ever read legislation, you go, what were they thinking when they wrote it this way? It's really frustrating.
Yeah, and you can understand if they're not gun people, well, it'd be like if I'm not a car person. I mean, I drive one. But if you wanted to write legislation about what kind of gear ratios and what kind of tire size and what kind of air pressure or what kind of, you know, you wouldn't know. They were just numbers. They were just words without any real meaning. And so until somebody really points it to you, that's the part where all of a sudden it clicks and it sort of starts to make sense. And that's our hope, is to be an advocate of the Second Amendment. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Charlie Cook, who is from the Gun Gram fame, Riding Shotgun with Charlie, all of that. So you're listening to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We'll be back.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Rock and Load Radio. We're here with Amanda Suffolk, John Adine. I'm Rob Morse. We're joined by Charlie Cook. Charlie, are you with us?
I am. How are you guys doing?
We're having a ball.
You are. I can't believe you guys have Miss Ohio on the radio with you.
Yes, I do.
I have always wanted to talk to Miss Ohio, I got to tell you.
Hey, Charlie, you were the MC at a fashion show.
I was the MC. I was actually with Miss Ohio. Amanda had me invited me to come out to participate and co-MC her RealizeFAC.com fashion show last month outside of Cleveland. And that was a lot of fun.
See, look, you do gungrams. You do writing with Charlie. I'm sorry. My lifetime aspiration is to MC a fashion show. You're my hero now.
Amanda said, would you mind, co-emceeing a fashion show? I said, when and where? What do I need to pack? What kind of heat do I need to carry?
We have a story on that too, right into that, because not only did he come to do the fashion show, then he was like, well, since I'm in Ohio, I might as well try to expand this to do some Riding Shotgun with Charlie recordings. And so he took off and did some of those. Why don't you tell who all you recorded, Charlie?
Well, I, literally the day of the fashion show was awesome because it did the fashion show. And then we had the Friends of the NRA banquet. And I actually won a gun that I cannot own in Massachusetts because I'm just that lucky. And then I went and did radio with Rob and her brother, Rob and her brother Amanda and her brother Rob. And then I got up the next day, I drove to Detroit, and I interviewed Marcus Weldon.
Yes.
I'm sure you guys are familiar with Marcus. And I got to talk with him as we drove around Detroit and talk about his situation and his story. And that was a lot of fun. And I have one of the interviews with him coming out that's going to be coming out very soon. And the next day, I spent a good chunk of the day with Rob and Amanda, and we drove to a gun store where I thought I was going to be able to pick up the gun that I won, and we found out that the gun store that had the gun I won was a half hour in the other direction, so we had to drive there, and then we drove back to their area where Rob and Amanda are from. And it was honestly a lot of fun. I did put a video up on YouTube where it was an outtake of sorts where we were pulled over. We pulled over to change batteries in the cameras, and we were pulled over on Interstate 80 in the middle of nowhere in Ohio. And a cop car came over to look at what we were doing, and then he pulled in between the Jersey barriers and just kind of kept an eye on us. So that was kind of fun. And then, of course, as we're pulling away, I'm like, okay, I know in Ohio I have to tell the police officers if we have a firearm. I said, Rob, how many guns do you have in the back? He said, I've got three. And I said, how many guns do you have, Amanda? And she said, I have one. I said, well, I have one on my ankle. I have one underneath my driver's seat, and I have six in the trunk.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, like, well, what are we doing? Nothing. Where are we going? Nowhere.
Well, now, to your credit, you had just come from a firearms concealed carry fashion show and NRA banquets. Look, maybe that would have slid. I'm working here. Give me something to work with, Charlie.
Absolutely. Well, of course you have guns. This is the way I see it. You go to a free state, you have a gun on you. Come on.
Well, and then since Charlie won a gun that he couldn't take possession of because he's not allowed to have it in his state, then we had to be like, okay, well, I'll take the gun. So there's this little thing about straw purchase, and they got all nervous, and it's like, wait, we have an FFL. We're going to take it as part of Realize, but we had to have this whole big conversation of what's straw purchase, what are we doing, how are we doing it, and how to keep a gun shop guy from being kind of freaked out.
A little freaked out about all that. Yeah.
As you come up with the master plan and to follow the law. So Charlie went home with a check so he could buy whatever gun he wanted to buy. And we ended up giving away a really cool gun at the Prepper's Ball that happened 3 weeks later.
Are you ready for this? So after I came back to Massachusetts, I was like, you know, I can't believe it. The gun was a Kel-Tec PMR 30, which holds 30 rounds of 22 mag. I was looking on one of the message boards, and someone had a Kel-Tec PMR-30. It was the tan-colored frame. They were selling it for $1,000 here in occupied territory.
I was man.
You've got to be kidding me.
And so. What, you could do person-to-person transfers if it's already in Massachusetts, but you can't import a new one?
Yes, you can't get one from a dealer, but you can do it through a private sale. We don't have private transfer. So if I moved, if I had free gun states, free gun states being like a Kimber or like a Gen 4 Glock or the Kel-Tec, then I can, if somebody moved here with those, then it's okay to have them. You just have to get a license to have them. And then you can transfer to someone, and it's okay to do a private transfer, but the transfer cannot go through a dealer.
Well, that makes us all feel so much safer.
I know. Occupied territory that I live in here, and it's when I teach gun classes and I tell people about the gun laws, my line is, "Welcome to the Commonwealth."
Yeah. Wow.
I'm
sorry. I mean, I understand that you drove Andrew Branca out of the state. Now, it wasn't a single-handed effort. It took you and a bunch of legislators, but wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's welcome to the Commonwealth. We actually had a totally off topic. We had a legislator this past week that got on her Facebook page and warned the people in her town that the ICE department was doing some raids. And if someone knocked on the door that they didn't recognize, they shouldn't answer it. So we have legislators in Massachusetts that are actually sticking up for people that are here illegally and thinking that it's totally, you know, fine. But anyway, that's certainly neither here nor there, but that's not gun-related, but it's welcome to the Commonwealth stuff.
Okay, not all of Bill Frady's listeners know what gun-grams are. Do you get them up to speed?
Absolutely. A gun-gram is where I play the trumpet with one hand and I shoot a gun with the other one, and the gun is basically like the percussion section. And having listened to the show already, I think I might do a gun-gram of Kumbaya. How appropriate would that be?
I Well, I don't, you know, in that case, I don't think that the intended audience, well, we would love it. The intended audience for Kumbaya might find it a little disconcerting. Cognitive dissonance, I think that's called.
It's called head explosion.
That's okay.
Also, since you mentioned him, would you remind our listeners who Marcus Weldon is and what happened to him? We've got about a minute and a half.
Oh, sure. Marcus Weldon was he's a young gentleman in the Detroit area, and he was dressed as Santa Claus after he left a Christmas party that he was working at. And he was being Santa Claus at a Christmas party, and one of his co-workers was at a gas station with, I think, like a flat tire or something. And he went over to give her a hand, and it's late. It was about 1 in the morning, and there were a couple guys that stopped and started to give this girl and Marcus a hard time. And the guy's like, you know, Marcus is just, hey, listen, you know, let us go. We're trying to get our car taken care of. And the guy kept persisting and told his buddy in the car to come out with their gun. And that's when Marcus pulled his gun out and took a couple shots at the guys that were giving him a hard time. A lot of craziness ensued. The police didn't go through and look for any evidence. There was some video from the gas station that they were at, and one of the guys actually fled the country. And Marcus ended up spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees, but he also he's now a free man, and he's written a book about it, and the book is called The Santa Shooter.
Charlie, we have to stop. We're going to keep you over to the next break. This is Bill Frates, a Lock and Load Radio.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And welcome back to Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady. Although I'm not Bill Frady, I'm Dr. Johnny Dean from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We have Rob Morris and Amanda Suffacool. And our special guest today is Charlie Cook of Riding Shotgun with Charlie and Gun Grams. So, Amanda, you had some questions to ask Charlie.
Well, Charlie, I've heard this before, but the rest of these people have not. Why don't you give us a call, give us an idea of how did Gun Grams get started?
All right. Well, the Gun Grams came about. I was hanging out and talking with a friend of mine. And we may have had a beverage or seven, and he said, you know, it'd be really funny is if you played the trumpet and shot a gun at the same time. So I said, that's crazy. He's like, no, it'll be great. You could do like the Blue Danube. Bum, ba, da, 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 bow, 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 bow. So I thought that was, of course, completely ridiculous and funny, and then I went home and I started working on one-handed reloading, you know, dropping the mag and reholstering and put a new magazine in. And then I started practicing the trumpet with my left hand. So I practiced that for a while, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go give this a try. So I went and made a video where I did the Blue Danube Waltz, and it's on YouTube. It's the first one I did, but it's I call it the Blue Danube Block Duet. And it's the and it was, I don't know, the root of everything, I guess. I did that in 2014. And then in May of 2015, I was talking with a friend of mine, and it was her son's birthday. So I said, you know, it'd be kind of funny is if I went and played Happy Birthday and shot an AR-15. So I went, I snuck down to the range and pulled out the trumpet, pulled out an AR-15, played Happy Birthday, you know, shot some accents here and there at the end of the phrases. You know how when kids are little, they do that Happy Birthday to you, cha-cha-cha stuff. So I did a few of those, and I put it on my social media, and people thought it was great and funny and asked me if I could do one for their birthday. So I said, sure, and I can do that. And then I eventually realized I can do a bunch of other songs, of course, too. So I started doing theme songs and patriotic songs and, you know, Indiana Jones. You name it. I figured I can work this into just about anything. So I started doing those in 2015, and I did some for Lee Michaels. I was friends with Lee Michaels' wife a long time ago. Lee's actually he's a good buddy with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio.
And the guy out of Minnesota?
Yes, yeah, that's him. And so he asked me if I would do one for his wife for her birthday. And then she asked me if I would do one for his birthday. And then I had to do an emergency gun gram for their daughter's birthday. I did the the final countdown. And so it was funny. He sent me a message one morning. He's like, hey, could you do the final countdown for my daughter's birthday tomorrow? I'm going to be on Armed American Radio. So I said, sure. And I raced to the range at my lunch break, and I opened up my trunk, and I did not have a gun in the car.
So
you had to borrow one.
And, no, I actually, since then, I've carried a gun, a trumpet, and a tripod in my car at all times. An emergency gun gram. So
that is great. Okay, now, where can our listeners find your gun grams? Because we can't hide this basket.
They are, I have them all on YouTube, and if you just do hashtag gun gram, or if you search gun gram, you'll find them there. And I've probably got, I don't know, 120 of these up, maybe 130. They're fun. I mean, I've done the Terminator theme. I've done Happy Birthday. I've done some patriotic tunes. I've done some Christmas tunes. Alien Gear actually posted the Let It Snow gun gram on their Facebook page just before Christmas. And Christmas weekend, it got like almost 5 million views. Christmas weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew him before he was a thing.
Exactly. I want to have some T-shirts made up that I knew Charlie before he was Gungram Charlie.
yeah, exactly. But
so
I mean,
that was pretty fun.
And riding shotgun with Charlie, and these Gungrams—they're both out on YouTube your channel.
Yep, Riding Shotgun with Charlie has its own channel. So if you do. If you get on YouTube and just search for Riding Shotgun with Charlie, you'll see the interviews there. I've interviewed Mark Walters. I've interviewed Anthony Colandro from the Gun for Hire podcast in the Gun for Hire range in northern New Jersey. And I've interviewed Ken Blanchard, which was a lot of fun. Ken was the first person that I asked. I've been listening to Ken's podcast for a number of years. And I said that I sent him an email when I had this idea. And he's like, yeah, sure, come on down to D.C. I'm like, all right, that sounds cool. I also had some interviews with some local people, like my mentor. I interviewed him. His name is Dennis McCurdy. And I interviewed a local woman. I don't know if you guys have probably seen the embarrassing pictures that I've been putting up on Facebook, but I'm doing a Dancing with a Star. See, when you get 5 million views of videos, people ask you to do things. So I'm doing this Dancing with a Star thing tomorrow night. And I interviewed the woman who's running that event. I've got the interview with Marcus that I'm going to be putting out soon, and I've got the interview with Rob and Amanda. And I'm hoping to get more people. I'm hoping to get some people down at the NRA annual meetings. And I have a crazy goal to do a riding shotgun with Charlie in every state.
So if a guy comes up to you at the NRA meeting and looks vaguely familiar and says, quick, get in, I've got to do a video, it could be you.
It could be. It could be.
Now, your day job, to give you some cred, though, is you're a music instructor.
I am. My game plan in life was to be a rock star. And, of course, I knew that being a rock star is not a legitimate thing for a trombone player. So I went to college to be a band teacher. I've been a band teacher for 20 years, or maybe more. And I have I played in a Motown disco funk band for a long time. We had cool gigs. We opened up for Ray Charles one time. We opened up for Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we actually played at Meatloaf's daughter's wedding. So
there you go.
Yeah, I tell people when I do gun classes, I say, listen, a lot of gun instructors are former police or active duty police and military. I said, but I opened for Ray Charles and Earth, Wind, and Fire and played with Meatloaf. So my background's a little bit different.
It is. On the other hand, I occasionally will shoot competitively. And for those of you who think that musicians are a pushover, don't get in a competition with people who think with their hands if it's a gun competition. They are just the devil to beat.
Yeah, it's moving your hands on the instrument. I told my band students, I say, listen, it's playing an instrument is really, it's multitasking. Because you're translating this black and white ink to a note and a fingering and how long you have to play it. You got to get the physical stuff in order to play it. So there's a lot of stuff going on there.
But that's just to play the notes. Then you have to play the music and connect with your audience, which is which is where the fun starts.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's your big dream, though, with riding Shotgun with Charlie? I've made it.
There's two. One of them is to interview Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman, and I'm getting close to that, and I want to say I'm getting close to that, but I've connected with somebody who is who knows Uncle Ted, and that person, I don't know if I should say this, but that person is Jeff Zimba,
He wrote a book. His book is called The Evolution of the Black Rifle. And I connected with him a couple weeks ago. He lives up in Maine. The other crazy one that I have is I want to interview Charlie Daniels. And I met Charlie Daniels when, at the SHOT Show, and I told him what I do, and I gave him my card. And I talked with one of his people, and he said, this is kind of an interesting thing. But what I want to do is I want to interview Charlie Daniels, and drive around Tennessee, and then I want to take a violin lesson and learn how to play the double wind down in Georgia.
Oh, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. But those are the two that I'm like, okay, what do I do after that? Like, how do I
now come to think of it, man, that is such a pinnacle. I'm not sure what you do after that.
I know, right?
Be careful about dreams, because once you achieve them, I'm going to hang up the trumpet. I mean, I've had Charlie Daniels and Ted Nugent. I gave away the GoPro. Wow, that would be cool. You're right.
That would be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun. We're going to see you at the NRA. We're going to see you at SAF. We're trying to get you a third job in your life of going around to all fashion shows that every local NRA group puts on, because you have experience, you and Amanda.
I'm in. Guns and women and fashion, I'm in. Hard to believe I strut my stuff on the catwalk. I don't strut my stuff.
It's not riding shotgun. It's catwalk Charlie. That's your new name.
Catwalking with Charlie. That would be hysterical.
We're going to have to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership and how to save your hearing. You're involved. In fact, we need your help.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream and designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.